Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Speaking to you from somewhere near Liverpool in the United Kingdom, and welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is episode 267, and this is a Trans World co-creation. So right now we're going to go across to America to meet up with Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone.
Hiya.
Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are again.
Yeah.
And our special guest today is Jessica Crystal Joy, and she's going to be speaking to us about positive body image. But if that's not her on the switchboard now, she's actually working late today. So she's going to be meeting a little bit later. So we thought we'd have a bit of a change round and maybe do the meditation first. What do you think, Gary?
I think that's a brilliant idea. We'll do we'll go with the flow. How's that?
Oh, yeah. We always go with the flow, don't we?
Mm.
Okay, then. So, I was going to speak a little bit about the violet flame. Do you use the violet flame at all, Gary?
Yes, I use the violet flame and the violet light. I surround myself with violet light for protection, you know, energetic protection when I feel I need it. And it has never, ever failed me.
Well, it's really good to use and really easy to use. And
yes.
It was brought to, I mean, it was taken away from mankind years and years and years ago. But actually, I'm going to just, before I go into the violet flame and tell you about it, I'm going to play a song because I just thought Miss Magical has got an LP out. Well, she's got a track out on a compilation LP on newearthmusic.co. So it's newearthmusic.co.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that she's got on there, she already had out before, but she's got it out again now on this thing, on this CD. So I thought it'd be a good point just to play it before we start, because when you're using anything like the Violet Flame, we need to surrender ourselves into it. And so this is a really appropriate song to play. It's called Surrender. So this
Perfect.
One's for, especially for Miss Magical.
I surrender. Sensational must be my spirit. Inspirational in splendor. Must be my word. Immaculate. My actions
that's a lovely Miss Magical, and that song is available on newearthmusic.co. It's not .co.uk, it's just .co.
That's anyway, C-O.
Yeah, just C-O. I'm not sure if there's a dot after it, I don't think. But anyway, being that we're a worldwide co-creation, it helps if you can say it, and we have Jampi in the chat room from Brazil, you in the chat room and on the switchboard from America, and me over here in the United Kingdom, and other guests in the chat room as well. I think we should have a big group hug, don't you?
I think so too, even though it's painful. And,
oh, it's not. The cosmic kiss? There
it just sounds painful. It sounds painful.
Oh, does it? Oh, it doesn't hurt at all, honestly. Anyway. Oh. Getting back to the Violet Flame that I was going to tell you about, it's the seventh ray of freedom, and it's one of the seven rays of God qualities that appear as colour vibrations. And the Violet Flame is a tool of self-transformation, which is what you use it for as well, isn't it, Gary? We all use it for that. And it was brought back to Earth in the 1930s by Saint Germain through Grace Cook. And the reason why Saint Germain revealed the knowledge of the violet transmuting fire in the 20th century and in this current dispensation of the heart center, its accelerated action as the violet laser light was so that mankind could balance their karma more rapidly through invoking of this mercy quality of the Holy Spirit. And using the flame every day is the key to its effectiveness, because you'll actually feel less burdened and have more energy. And those of us who have used this flame for many years can witness to its power. And as I said, it's one of the seven rays, and the ray that is descending, especially for the age of Aquarius. And it transmutes records of karma and negative patterns, restricting the flow of light energy through the chakras. So it can melt the hardness of heart, balance all karma, and free us from the baggage that we've carried around, not only in this lifetime, but also from past lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And it can transmute negative thoughts and painful memories as well as heal old hurts and wounds. So it's given us a gift of the violet flame to help the planet as well, because we can use it to help Mother Nature as well, and help all of us step into the age of Aquarius. And it works rather like soap, cleansing the aura, and it cleans all in between the neurons and protons, and so that these can move faster, thus raising our vibration. It raises.
I never heard of it being put that way before. It's like soap. I love it.
Mm.
It is. You know, violet, you know, light, regular white light is broken down into seven frequencies. And that the violet frequency is the highest frequency of the light. Going from low to high, you have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and then violet. And violet is also the color of the crown chakra. That's that color. And it is the highest frequency of light as it's broken down into the spectrum. It's the highest frequency in the spectrum. So that's why it's so effective.
Yes, the color of the third eye. And it has the unique ability to transform fear into courage anxiety into peace, and hatred into love. Can't believe that, can you? You can change hatred into love.
Sure.
And you can invoke it by using decrees, and one of them is, I am the violet fire, I am the purity that God desires. I am the violet fire, I am the purity that God desires. And you can repeat that as many times as you want to do, and you can repeat it going sort of quicker and quicker, so that that is also speeding up your vibration as well.
Mm-hmm.
So before we actually do the meditation, I think we'll do a little angel video. So we do have an angel video. If I can just find the chat room. It's there. Hang on. It had disappeared. So let's just put the thingy bobby in. Okay. I think we do have a YouTube video to play, don't we, for this one?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. So I'm just going to copy and paste that into the chat room if my Mac lets me, because you know what the Mac's like.
I'll do that
sometimes,
as well.
Oh, right, I've done it. I've managed to do it.
So have I.
Good. So it's going to be one of those nights, I can tell, isn't it? Or one of those days. And it is your sort of, I believe it's your celebration of thankfulness on Thursday. Is that right?
On Thursday, yes. The American holiday of Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving holiday, traditionally it was, according to the legends, it was when the pilgrims had first settled in the New World and met up with the Indians, and the Indians kind of showed them how to farm, how to cook, or, you know, what to grow, how to prepare it, you know, things like that. So they wouldn't starve, you know, and the Indians kind of took pity on the poor, starving white people that were there struggling. and it's you know, become a tradition now, and it's in the celebration of the harvest and that sort of thing. And that's coming up this Thursday. President Roosevelt, back before World War II, he declared it to be an American holiday. So there we had there. Uh-huh. There it is. And that's coming up Thursday.
Okay, then. Well, I think we'll just play this YouTube video. And so I'll press play if we want to count them down. So it's something to be thankful for, that the Indians taught everyone how to cook and how to hunt and everything over there. But the violet flame is also something that we can be thankful for as well. So we'll do this little YouTube video, then we'll get into the
Okay, well, let me go ahead and get everybody on the same page so we can get synchronized here. Everyone go ahead and click the YouTube link in the chat room and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player, mute the sound, and return the counter back to zero. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And then John Christie, in her devilishly angelic, inimitable fashion, will cue us all and synchronize us all, so we will listen to this as one. Okay, here come the hearts. Okay, Joppy says he's ready. Brenda Joe, send up a heart. So we are ready.
Okay, so I'm going to count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now we're going to play an invocation for the violet flame.
An invocation to the violet flame of the One Heart. I now call upon the violet flame to fill the spaces between the cells of my body with the liquid flame of transmutation. I place within this burning flame all dross, all dense matter, and all perceived negativity for its purification in all realms of manifestation. I invoke a keeper of the flame in the name of the One Heart to create within my body a container in which the flame may burn until this form has completed its service within this realm. May all that is embodied within me experience the union of the violet flame within the One Heart. And may this integration purge forever the illusion of separation within my consciousness. I accept my role as a Christed one, creating eternal an agreement within my blueprint that fuses the fabric of my soul with the sovereign consciousness of all that is. So be it, and so it is.
Now find a place where you won't be disturbed and sit comfortably. your back resting against the back of your seat, your hands on your lap with your palms upturned, your feet grounding you to Mother Earth. And say along with me, I am the violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. I am the violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. I am the violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. I am the violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. Through the presence of God I am, now blazing in my heart, I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the new violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, I invoke the violet flame, the most intensified frequencies of the violet flame that cosmic law will allow, for myself, my loved ones, and all humanity. Beloved, I am blaze, 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 the full momentum of sacred fire in, through, and around every electron of the precious life energy. If I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, I transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause core effect record and memory into God's infinite perfection. Beloved, I am the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, action, word or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved, I am looking to my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition or thing I may have wronged at any time in any way for any or whatever reason, whatever. I now call upon the violet flame of the white heart to fill the spaces between the cells in my body with the sacred flame of transmutation. Now imagine a bonfire of violet fire in front of you. It's about 9 feet across. Imagine stepping into it. It is all around you, cleansing everything in your aura. Place within this flame all dross, all dense matter, all perceived negativity for its purification in all realms of matter solution. I invoke the keeper of the flame in the name of the one heart to create within my bodies a container in which the flame may burn until this form has completed its service within this realm. May all that is embodied within me experience all that is within the violet flame, within the violet heart, and may this integration purge forever the illusion of separation within my consciousness. I accept my role as a crystal one, creating eternally an agreement within my blueprint, fusing the fabric of my soul with the sovereign consciousness of all that is. And so be it, and so be it, and so it is. Feel the flame caressing your aura and body, cleansing between all the neutrons and protons so that these can speed up, thus raising your vibration. Feel your chakras balancing and spinning out all the flak from your body. Your mind, body, and spirit are being cleansed. Through your loving conscious intention, you can return to balance and harmony within your physical, emotional, mental, and etheric bodies. Once this is accomplished, you will more easily become co-creators of beauty, abundance, joy, and peaceful coexistence on Earth. And now we'd like to thank Saint Germain and all the other keepers of the flame, such as Kuan Yin, Archangel Zakiel, Lady Amethyst, Lady Portia, who is the twin flame of Saint Germain. And when you feel that you've been cleansed, come back into the room. Be aware of your surroundings. Thank you. Thank you, Libra. That was a Violet Flame song. And I believe our guest is here. I think Gary's going to bring her on now. It's Jessica Crystal Joy. Thank you.
Yes, Jessica, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the show. It's great to have you here because you're going to be speaking about positive body image, and you are a person who helps other people to, you provide education and group facilitation for independent women ages 20 to 45 who are ready to get over their sexual shame, heal from sexual abuse or a history of abuse in their family, and to release emotional pain which might be imprinted in their bodies in a spiritual and holistic manner. That sounds absolutely great. And you've been doing that for how many years? Four years?
Yes, I've been teaching now for 4 years. And as I've said, or you've read, I've been doing my own practice, cultivating of information and just study as a student since 2001.
Wow, brilliant. That's great. Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about your work?
What did you say?
Do you want to tell us a bit about your work, or do you want to tell us a bit about body image?
I do. And so as you shared what I do and who I work with, the funny thing that comes along when you decide to move from being just a student but a teacher is you have so many new awarenesses and so many other things that you need to focus on. And when I first got certified to teach Tantra and I first got certified with my angelic communication and some other bits of things that I bring into the mix, I came in with an idea specifically, like, okay, I am being called to help women specifically. This is all I'm going to work on. This is all I'm going to do. And I got what I actually specialize in and focus on by listening to my clients and listening in the workshops and the people that comment on my social media and watch my videos, what they say to me and what really comes up to them. And I think that's an important aspect for anyone that's listening that might think about being a teacher or is for us to remember the importance of really hearing why your clients are coming to you, why your students are picking you, so you can not only do something you love, but make sure that it's appropriate and it's actually serving the audience you're going for. And so that's the reason why I myself say that I heal women and I work with women that are having or have a family history of sexual abuse or any issues around that. People, the ladies can continue to say that that is the recurring thing that they have going on, and they felt comfortable enough to trust me. My professionalism let them know that this isn't some seedy or confusing or maybe event that might make them feel even worse about it, but it's a safe ability to open up. And since I focus on the individual instead of bringing in your partner and just working on your partner, it also allows them to feel confident that they have the ability to go at their own pace and do what's ready for them. Because as both of us know, healing takes time and it's a journey.
Mm-hmm. It's like peeling an onion, isn't it?
It is.
And you've unpeeled one skin and you think that's it, and then there's another one under that.
Yes, in fact, I put something like that on my Twitter, I think, a week ago or something.
When I started
my personal journey of healing, no one really told me that, and I wasn't hearing a lot of teachers say that. And so when I'm coming up to a feeling, maybe fear or sadness or grief, some expression of constriction, basically, after I healed that, I thought, okay, that meant I was done. And if I felt some anger or another version of that come up pretty soon afterwards, I would initially at first think there was something wrong with me until I realized and I met other people that resonated to support my idea that no, it's that there are layers. And unfortunately, because we are living in a modern society where there's so much going in a day, these different layers can be touched all at once. So you might heal something, but two or three other things might be triggering or coming to the surface to come out. So definitely it is unraveling as you share.
Yeah, and not only that, if you've done a load of healing before 2012, since the fifth dimension has been appearing, we now have to heal everything again in the fifth dimension.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's no end to it. It's a lifetime of healing, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, I heard somewhere, and I really ascribe to this, that if you are alive, you still have growth, learning, healing to do. And the only time that you are done with that is when you decide to, or happenstance, however it happens, you leave your physical body. So I really ascribe to that. There is no person, in my opinion, unless maybe you're an ascended master, and how can people really confirm that? I'm not quite sure.
I think even when you've passed on into the next phase, which is what we call death, even then, I think you're still learning and still on a journey and still trying to perfect yourself. That's what I believe.
I totally resonate.
Yeah. So I think it's never ending. But, you know, it is a journey. And it's not actually getting there that's the important thing. It's what you make of the journey that is important.
Right, yes. The path is the destination, actually.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a like peeling away the layers of the onion, you know. And you get to another layer under that, and you peel away that. And it's a journey of self-discovery that once we accomplish it, the awakening and the resulting grace that we receive as a result of that is second to none, you know. And although it may seem scary and that sort of, you know, kind of frightening and so forth to begin with, the rewards are incredible. I love what Joseph Campbell says about that. He says, you know, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek.
Ooh,
I love that.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, exactly.
I resonate with that as well. I find in my personal life, and this isn't something I really don't teach per se, because it's not a modality, it's not a lineage thing, it's just a personal experience thing that I tend to share on my social media if I do a little sharing about my journey. But I noticed that as well, is that even though the challenges as we move up scale are more extreme, or they can be perceived as more intense, or I don't know how I'm going to get through this one, that just as it is, energy is transformed. That intensity is transformed into this amazing result that you might not have ever perceived in the beginning. And so I say, at least for me, yes, it's okay to feel angry, sad, frustrated, scream it out, yell it out, whatever, when you're there in that storm. But I remind myself personally when I have those moments, okay, let's look at history, because that can support us. Have I ever been down a challenge and been stuck there? For me, no. Have I ever not gotten help or support when I've been in the gutter? For me, no. Have I had to break ego and ask for help sometimes, or break ego and realize that I have to redirect or something? Yeah. I have had to, but I've always been supported. It's never been something where I've hit bottom and that's it. And I think that's something that we can forget, especially, you know, people that might have experienced depression or something of that nature. It's the consistency, and I look at it as the warrior part of the spirituality, moving through the fear and having the guts and glory to push through that to get that result and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it.
I agree with that. So, do you also treat gentlemen as well?
I do, and that's another reason why I shared in the beginning my perception that was important to share. I had this perception of what exactly I was going to be doing and working with. And then when I actually started putting myself out there and teaching classes and doing online things, and I do usually have mixed crowds that come to my in-person classes. I have yet to have a class, caveat, if I'm doing a red tent event, since that a red tent movement is women's only women show up. But if I show up or teach a class that's open and available to mixed genders, I usually have all genders show up. I don't usually have just women. So women are my specialty because they're really my calling, and I feel in my heart that it's just something important for me to focus on, especially because in the Tantra world, it's mainly focused on couples and men, but I also do work with men as well.
Yeah. No, it's just that we do have somebody online on the switchboard who may want to speak to you or ask you a question. Would you be willing to take a caller?
Of course. Come on down.
So shall we try Jumpy, see if he's there. I know he's on the switchboard. Hello, Jumpy. Are you
Hello?
There? Hi, Jumpy.
Hello?
Jumpy's from Brazil,
Hi,
Jessica.
Jumpy.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
I'm kind of living between two worlds because I had a past of drug addiction long ago. I've been HIV positive since 2003. My family is deeply attached to the Matrix and does not believe in anything that's not... They do not see, and I have lots of knowledge about healing therapies and lots of things that I cannot use, not even with myself. I've been severely psychiatrically abused by my family, but now I'm finding a sense of inner peace, and I don't know if I'm the right path or not, but I'm living like a hummingbird in cage in a golden cage, because I cannot complain about anything. I have food to eat, I have everything, but I don't have freedom, and I don't have the right to choose my own treatment, my own choices, you know. And as I have so many friends all over the world. From Los Angeles to India, it's hard for me to cope with the time difference and everything. Because what I believe that my mission on Earth is like to share things, maybe not to accomplish, but to make the connections. And I wanted to hear about you, what you think about all this.
Okay. So you gave us a lot of information, and I want to make sure that I'm focusing on the right part that you want us to talk about. I got a hit that you're really wanting me to talk about living in two worlds, freedom versus being caged. Is that what you're really wanting me to talk more about?
Yeah, because I have lots of friends that I cannot see. But I live in a deeply dysfunctional family. Everybody sees me as a nut, and I know I'm not. but that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, I can definitely talk about that. So one of the things I call myself is the Deviant Tantra Lady. The reason I call myself deviant is, even though I'm very spiritual, the information I share and the reaction that I share might be counterculture to some of the popular sayings or popular thoughts or popular beliefs, because I see things differently. So I want to preface what I'm saying. Take what works, and if it doesn't, throw it out of the bathwater. So
take what you need and leave the rest, in other words.
Yes, sir. And so The reason I said that is I see very often a lot of easy fixes, especially on Facebook, about relationships and all these people telling you, do this, do that, do this, do that. My perception and my experience is that no matter how evolved you become, we are humans. We are on planet Earth, and planet Earth has duality, and that you will always have challenging relationships because that also is where the growth comes from, as all three of us were talking about earlier. And without growth, there kind of takes away the whole point of being here on Earth, because Earth is constantly changing. So my perception and what I like to give people who want to look into doing Tantra or just looking into something of that nature is it teaches you how to master yourself so you can be the one that's more assertive in these relationships, and you can be the one that is kind of like the master artist in this sense, because you, as they say over and over, can't control other people, but what you can do is get your techniques so you can be grounded when people are angry, right? We do a lot of grounding work in Tantra, and that is so you don't leave your body, you don't feel dizzy or woozy, you're able to fully just take that energy they're throwing out, send it out of your body and into the earth, so you are just the conduit. And this allows you to then react in a more neutral, more mindful way. And this rewrites the scripts of your relationships. So that's just one way that you can help with that, is practicing being a conduit when people are sending you these crazy energies. And another reason I'm deviant, some people tell you to put up bubbles or shields. My personal experience in that, they don't usually work that well, and some people can break them. Whereas if you know how to actually manipulate the energy that's coming to you, then you have more power. And I kind of see that like being at the level of Neo in the Matrix when he's able to move the bullets. It doesn't matter if it's coming at him. You don't have to block it. You're at another level where you can move that around. So basically, to sum it up, my perception is that duality will always, unfortunately or fortunately, be there, depending on your outlook. Learning to maintain your energy, ground, and move and manipulate the energy to best serve you and your relationships going to help. And to do your best to constantly practice the self-care, self-love. You know, sometimes I'm noticing a lot lately, people are looking for their partners or somebody, someone out there is going to care for me. But I think caring for ourselves is really important first, especially in these situations where you feel like you're in a dysfunctional situation. So if after you're doing all that work, maybe someone's yelling at you and you're pushing that energy into the earth and they're done, they realize they can't phase you and they move away, you probably need to recharge. So if your family can't do that for you, ask yourself, what do I need to do? Do I need to take a bath? Do I need to eat some food that's comforting? Do I need to give myself a self-massage? Let me treat myself and take care and promote love within myself to help change how people interact with me. So those are my tips for you.
That's great.
Awesome.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Brilliant.
Thank you for sharing such personal information with us. I appreciate that and hold it as sacred.
Yeah, the healing Tantra is like my family.
That's brilliant advice, Jumpy, because you can't love anyone else until you love yourself. And so, as Jessica said, you've got to treat yourself and, love yourself first. Before anyone else.
Yeah.
And also,
because over the last week or so, I've been rediscovering my inner child. I've been forgetting about other people's judgments about me, because the only one who knows my whole history is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I die tomorrow, I know that I did a great work with the lemons I had. Actually, yesterday, I was reading my horoscope. And my horoscope was saying that in a couple of months, I would be able to make a lemonade of the lemons that life gave me. That's a Brazilian saying.
There you go.
And at the same time, I was drinking a lemonade.
Right.
Beautiful. That's,
I love that, don't you? Make lemonade out of the...
Yeah.
Right.
That is brilliant.
I was drinking a lemonade at the very moment I was reading the horoscope.
If life hands you lemons, make lemonade. Yes. And,
yeah.
Another thing has been my experience in attaining that self-love has simply been in meditation. Because once you begin to meditate and just quiet down and get quiet, and if I'm going to think about anything, just simply think about my breathing. And once I quiet things down and get myself into that quiet place, and spend just a little bit, just a few minutes into it, I begin to tap into that divine infinite love that comes from the infinite.
Yeah.
It has no no limit to it. It never runs out. And I begin to feel myself filling myself with it, you know. And I fill myself with it all the way to the top, and then I allow the rest of the world to catch the overflow after that. And that has been very helpful for me as well. So, and it doesn't, it doesn't involve anything other than, getting quiet. Now, the more I do it, the better at it I get. And it's another thing I'm never going to do perfectly. B, I do experience the benefit from it each and every time I do it, that I want to do it, keep doing it some more, It's no wonder these monks want to do it all the time, because it's a wonderful thing, The Dalai Lama's recommended that himself. He says, I recommend everyone meditate for at least 30 minutes every day. And if you're too busy, he says, make it an hour.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Or just start off with 5 minutes and then just increase it as much as you want, as long as you can do it. And I just love meditating, and I think it's brilliant.
Yes, and if you have difficulty with it, there are lots of guided meditations recorded out there that can also help,
Yeah, there are. And some people are afraid of it, which they don't need to be, because somebody said to me, what do you think about waking up the dead? I said, what do you mean, waking up the dead? They've always been around me. My spirit have always been around me all my life. I haven't wakened them up. They've wakened me up. And, so that's how it is. So that's really good advice for you there, Jumpy. And I wish you loads of luck, because you've been having a hard journey for the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, I do.
So it's the case of sending out as much healing as you can after you've healed yourself to your family. And, just keep...
Well, the more you heal yourself, the more you love yourself, the more the world will love you.
That's true.
The more you attract into your life those things that will love you and those things that will that are healing. And forgiveness is also huge. Whenever I look look out past the end of my own nose and I see war and malaise and, dysfunction in the world, I have to turn my eyes inward, turn myself inward, and say to myself, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you, and thank you. And that shifts my energy. It's huge, because that shifts my energy, because everything I look at, everything we all look at, we are looking at through the filtration system that we have put in place. Everything we experience, we're experiencing it through our own filtration system. Mm-hmm. So if we look at it and we see that it's imperfect, we have to just simply forgive ourselves for not seeing it perfect, whole, complete, fixed, and loving at every given moment in our lives. And, of course, we're not going to all the time. We're going to see those things. But they're not necessarily out there. Everything is out there is also in here. It's even within us, you know.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is a reflection of that. So ponder that for a while.
And as for your family, it is very, very hard if you live in a dysfunctional family. But you can be their role model, Jampi. And when they really see and appreciate your light, they'll want to become like you.
Yeah,
this
but that's
a very
true
story.
You know that's an issue I had to dealt with living my whole life, because I was born awesomely beautiful, handsome, but then I had the accident and all that. I was very clever. I had both my sun sign and my ascendant in conjunction with the galactic core, so people had always vampirized me, you know. And I had a very hard time in setting boundaries with everybody. My sister is very envious, she's jealous, and I believe that those who are jealous, they had no hint about love, because love is endless. The more you love, the more you know how to love. And,
Jampi, I want you to just close your eyes just for 1 minute. Close your eyes. You're saying you had an accident, and close your eyes just for 1 minute and see the most beautiful being that you can be. Just see that.
Yeah.
And that is the real you. So put that face out to everybody, and including your family.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow is the first day of your life as a new you. When you wake up in the morning. Okay.
I love it, Jenny. I love it, Gary. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for
your
advice.
Thank you, Jampi.
Jessica, that was gorgeous. Lovely advice there for Jampi. Thanks a lot, Jampi. So call us again another day.
Do take a look at the ink I posted, because it has everything to do with today's show.
All right. Thanks, Jampi.
Great.
I just haven't had a chance today because I'm too busy at the minute.
Okay. But do it in time.
Have a nice one.
Call, then. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, he's lovely, Jampi. And let's talk about your websites, Jessica, because you've got a YouTube channel and all sorts, haven't you?
I do. I make sure to have my bases covered, because I had connected with one of my cohorts, or more experienced cohorts, named Reed Mahalko recently, and he just shined so much help to me in the business side of being an educator and just really honing in on my skills. And one thing he brought to me that I didn't hear before was that people learn differently. Okay, that's right. I have a degree in psychology. I remember learning about the different styles of learning, but no one really ever made it sit with me. People learn differently, so putting your message and putting your information in different formats is important. That's right, I said to myself. So you can find me at Jessica Crystal Joy, as well as Google Plus. My website is http://JessicaCrystalJoy.com. There is no www in front of it. It's just JessicaCrystalJoy.com. And I have an amazing, exciting news about that, because I worked for a month, basically, and now I have an online store there, because I'm connecting with so many people through my YouTube channel, Facebook, and Twitter who don't live in Texas. And they're starting to follow me and say, I can't come to your class, but your topics are really interesting. I would love to learn more, but I can't come to Houston. So now that I have my store, my website, I have a few of my classes that I've given on sale for there. They're recorded. And so you can actually listen and participate and go through the exercises that I have previously done. And so even if you don't live in Houston, you can actually participate and play at a deeper level. So I'm super excited about that. And for those of you guys who might be tight, for money or can't afford at the time, as I said, I give a lot of free information daily on all my social media and my YouTube, which is Jessica Crystal Joy. I specifically focus on Tantra more often than the other stuff. The other stuff, I also bring in angelic communication, numerology, and things of that nature to support you in confidence with your body. But my YouTube's kind of more of a Tantra focus, if that's your interest.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and whereabouts are you in Houston, Jessica?
What about what?
Whereabouts are you in Houston for anybody who can get along to you?
Yeah, so I'm actually located on the northeast side of town on Houston, but I do classes all over, mainly focusing on more centralized places, because for those of you who don't live in one of the largest cities in the United States, you can literally, not exaggerating, drive 2 or 3 hours and still be inside of Houston.
Yeah, it's a big place. Yes.
It's really big, and then the traffic makes it that long. So I try and keep my classes in localized places just so people don't have to waste so much gas.
Good idea.
Make it easier, because for me, the whole point is to make it easy for those who are ready to step up and those who are ready to dive deeper to connect. Because for me, one of the reasons why I felt the need to go out and teach is when I was lost and confused and going through my personal bottom moment, I spent about 3 hours a day, every day for about 5 months, looking for Tantra teachers or people who do sex-positive teachers to help me release my emotions, my challenges, my body disgust. And it was so complicated. There were all these different types. People were saying this thing here. I was hardly finding anyone in my city or state. And it was just overwhelming, and it kind of put me off on my journey. And so I hope that it'll be easier. So if someone's looking for what I can provide, you can find me. You don't have to go through 3 hours a day for months trying to figure out who is legitimate, who's actually trained, and someone safe that you can trust.
Oh, that's brilliant, because, you know, you found a niche or a gap in the market that needed filling, and that's what we need to do in this life. And we're all part of a giant jigsaw puzzle, all out here doing our little bit for world peace or healing the world or whatever. And so, you know, that's really brilliant. But I'll tell you what I've done before today in desperation. When I used to gig, and I used to go to gigs and to do my act and sing, you know. And once I couldn't find this particular club that I had to be there at, so I phoned a taxi and drove behind him. So there's a tip for anybody out there who can't find your place. Ring a taxi, give them the postcode or whatever, or the address, and drive behind them to get to your place.
That's true. Sometimes we do need to make a track.
Yeah, you better get a GPS unit in your car. Those things.
Well, that's the easier part now that we have GPS.
Right.
We don't have to do what we did back then.
That was before we had them. When I did that, we didn't have GPS then.
Didn't have those sort of things. Well, yeah, that's one of the coolest things that's come along in the past 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yes, it is really good. Although, some gentlemen, if it's a lady telling them where to go, they won't take any notice of it. Threw it out the window. I know some.
I've had a lot of ladies telling me where to go before. Yes, yes, I have.
So, you've also got articles published in multiple e-blogs and, you know, things like that, don't you, Jessica?
I do. I have some of my articles posted on a yoga site called Om Cities. I also have a few articles on a popular site called Wake Up World. And I also have a few of them posted on New Earth Nation site as well. And since I'm focusing more on my classes, since I do best and I love actually meeting people in person and doing a lot of exercises that you actually need to see
and you actually need to hear to do instead of just reading. I'm tapering off a little bit on that. I'm still putting articles out there, but right now my main calling and focus is just to get as many people who are ready for the in-person connection and ready for that actual experience ready and able to go, because there's one aspect of reading it, right? And that's another thing that I meet for people who connect with me. They might say, I have read a few books about Tantra, I've maybe read a few articles, but I've never taken a class before. And as all of us know that are on the call right now, there's a difference between reading all these books about energy work, about manifestation, about healing your body, healing your thoughts and your world, and actually getting in there, picking up and getting dirty and doing the work.
That's it, hands on. You can't beat hands on, can you?
Completely. Mm. It's a completely different experience, and I think it's very necessary, and I think it's great for those that love to read to do that as supplemental work, but I think the actual practice is doing this physically in your day-to-day life or weekly life as much as you can do it. And I kind of don't want to just do writing to almost, in a sense, keep that barrier, because also you're behind a screen, you're behind something, and that's a barrier from the actual lived experience. And there's one thing to think, there's another to do. From the muggle world, which I'm glad y'all use that word too, y'all, my Texas is coming out, because I look at muggle, because I read the book, in a completely neutral way. Some people, especially lately, I've heard the past 2 years, have assumed muggle is a derogatory or negative term. And I explain to these people, you probably have not read the book. They usually say no. And I said, I've read all of the books. In no way is muggle a derogatory term. They have one, it's called mudblood in the book, and no one calls anyone that. The muggle world is people who are unaware that there's magic in the Harry Potter world. They have people that might have kids that have a little bit of magic in them that go to Hogwarts, but they weren't aware that school was going on. They are unaware that there are dragons and all of this thing real time going outside the city, and they're unaware of the dangers of Voldemort. So a muggle to me is just people who are unaware of the magic and the expansiveness of their world, and just like Harry's quote-unquote parents, but actually, you know, Harry's aunt and uncle, they didn't want to know, or they were comfortable being where they were and they didn't want to expand. And none of those are bad. It's just an easy term to define people that don't question or are unaware of what's out there. So I'm glad you guys are on the same camp that muggle is not a bad word.
Well, anyway, it's absolutely riveting, but we're so quickly running out of time. We'll have to get you back on very shortly, you know, in February or something like that, Jessica, because you didn't have your normal amount of time today because you were working late with your new job. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless to everyone. Next week we've got Jill Mattson, who's going to be talking to us about the healing power of music and sound. And I want to thank Gary for being here, all the people in the chat room and the people who will be listening in on the radio and all those in archives later on. And so thank you once again. It's been lovely to have you, Jessica. And I hope you're going to come
back
soon.
Yes, thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Jen Christie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Gary.
A happy Thanksgiving to all on Thursday.
Yes.
And we will see you next Monday.
Yeah, and you've got a lovely song for us to play out, do you, Gary?
Yes, you're talking about love. Let's all love the world awake. That's what we're here for. Shaman's Dream.
Thank you very much. Bye, everyone.